Well, for more on that, we're now joined by Professor of Economics of Trisakti University, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, who's with us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Shakespeare, welcome to the program. Taxpayers in Britain say that their money shouldn't cover the costs for such events. What do you have to say about that?
A royal wedding is part of the apparatus by which the political elite controls the population and assures them that everything is well. Rather, as in a fairy tale, the population is encouraged to think that everything will go on for the best of worlds forevermore, and the one last thing we want are any nasty demonstrations on the street. But at this moment, there are some very nasty and dangerous things going on. For example, the breach of the Iranian nuclear agreement is leading to a situation where a massive war could break out in the Middle East. And yet, none of this has actually come and focus on the minds of the British people, who must be distracted. You look at the massacre in Yemen. No, we will welcome the British royal family, will welcome the Saudis. Bahrain, where they torture people, strangle them up from higher bars and whip them and blind them, etc. The British royal family welcomes the Bahraini royal family and accepts jeweled caskets, gold coins, and all the rest of it. So I'm afraid when people are objecting to the cost of the royal family, what they're really objecting to is that the royal family is used to blind people with a sort of a veil of cloying sentimentality, so that the ordinary people in this land will not really wake up to what is going on in their name, to which the royal family is patently and obviously giving support.
Mr. Shakespeare, a point that our correspondent we spoke to earlier pointed out was the fact that apparently homeless people were reportedly shipped out of the area for the royal wedding. That's it's a little hypocritical at this point, isn't it?
Well, it's hypocritical, particularly at a time when what you call social housing in this country is completely and absolutely collapsed. The situation is an outrage. It's not only that young people cannot afford to buy housing, it's that the social housing is not being built at all. That recognition focuses on the clearing out of homeless people in Windsor. But you didn't think it's just in Windsor. It's all over the country that this is going on, that you have this sort of situation. And it's an utter disgrace. We have the bricks, we have the concrete, we have the labour, and if we use our own national bank, we could actually correct the shortage of social housing. So people again are homing in on something, realize as sort of on the wedding, but it's part of the recognition and the unease about the activities or lack of activities of our political elite.
Thank you very much, sir. Professor Rodney Shakespeare joining us from London.